My name is Gio, and you're about to hear a preview of my new podcast, Looking for Ultima. Inspired by Chicanx mythology and folkways, Looking for Ultima is a fantasy adventure podcast that aims to create heroes out of diverse characters and celebrate the vibrancy of the Latinx experience. It follows a group of unexpected heroes thrown into a desperate search for the mystical location of Ultima. There, they hope to find the power to defeat the rogues who threaten to take over their world. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. The first episode comes out Thursday, March 26th. You can find out more info at lookingforultima.com. Gracias. Like most havens, ours is fairly diverse, providing refuge to sapiens, earthlings, dwarves, elves, goblins, and of course, the newly arrived horned lethu of all shapes, sizes, and colors. Our diversity was reflected in our market, Walter's Mercado. Once a temple dedicated to reading the stars, the market now hosted food, spices, drinks, and supplies from all over the world. You could smell it for miles and hear the cacophony of languages and laughter from the farthest reaches of our city. It was a great place, and although it was sometimes dangerous to travel through rogue territory, people came from havens all over the world to see, hear, taste it. I mean, just walking through this place, you've got injera, kimchi, pierogi, shaomai, and of course, my favorite, the Latinx section. Tamales de queso, steaming empanadas, chile verde, every type of bean in the world. And my mom only likes pinto. Go figure. If you were a chef, this would be the place of your dreams. It's probably why Pueblo has the highest concentration of fine dining establishments on all of Tlali. When I was little, my tío Valo taught me how to cook pozole, a traditional family dish. I remember when they first brought me to this market to buy the ingredients. The smell of fresh oregano and nixtamalized maíz mingling in my nose as vendors shouted mesmerizing calls for spices, calabazas, frijol y más, gritos for 1 pound of this or that. It was like hearing three songs at once, but somehow they all wove together. Confusing, entrancing, improbable. It was a beautiful assault on my senses, and it filled my head with the possibility of adventure. I walked over to Mr. Bean's place and held up two fingers. The steam arm got to scooping. I loved watching it work. His tech was so old, but Mr. Bean was proud of it. He was one of the first elves to set up shop in the Mercado, and he was married to Mrs. Bean, an earthling with a knack for the legumic arts. They had the best beans in the whole haven. Maybe in the whole world. And they saved the freshest ones for us. I held my coder up to the register and 3.75 plat transferred instantly with that satisfying. I turned around and held up the beans for Theo when a notification caught my eye. It read, "Robes flyover. Watch live video." My buddy Vuong must have been painting a mural and caught a look at another robe flyover. I was waiting for Tio to finish buying tomatoes, so I flipped it open to look. I saw a rooftop and a half-finished mural. Over the top of the wall, I saw a helicopter. Matte white, red blades. I could tell because the blades are standing perfectly still as the copter moves towards the camera. This happens sometimes when the frame rate of a video syncs up with the rotation speed of the blades. It's quite unsettling. The fact that it was a robe helicopter only made it worse. The camera turned around, and there were more coming over the mountains. The sky was dimming with them. All moving towards the city. All blades perfectly still and red against the painted blue sky.